One of the largest class action lawsuits ever filed against the federal government was settled today. After 13 years, the Eloise Cobell Trust Fund lawsuit was finalized for $3.4 billion. The case was first filed in 1996 to demand a fiscal reconciliation of more than 300,000 individual Indian money accounts that were mismanaged by the Department of Interior for decades. Estimates by plaintiff attorneys and accountants of how much money should have been paid to the accounts dating back to the 19th century, but had gone missing through the years, ranged from $20 to $100 billion. It's not immediately clear how many Alaska Natives may benefit from today's settlement. Attorney Lloyd Miller says the closure this represents after running through three administrations, numerous appeals, and two judges is important.
The president, when he was campaigning, focused on the Cobell litigation as a terrible stain on the government's honor, and said when he was elected he would work to try to resolve it. And I think he and his administration put more effort into trying to resolve it than any prior administration. This is a direct product of President Obama's commitment to Indian country.
The accounts were for Native allotment revenue that was derived from timber sales, oil, gas, and coal leases, and sales, as well as grazing leases. The money from these activities was paid to the Interior Department on behalf of the Native owners. DOI was tasked with overseeing the accounts and making annual payments to Native account holders. But extreme mismanagement, misplaced or lost funds, and stories of destroyed paper records in rodent-infested warehouses made it impossible to get an accurate historical accounting. With today's settlement, $1.4 billion will be paid to account holders for an average payment of between $1,000 to $1,500, and $2 billion will be used to consolidate and create efficiencies in the system. Lloyd Miller says there are fewer than 150,000 Native allotments throughout the U.S., but more than 4 million owners of those lands. Miller says the $2 billion will be used to purchase what are called fractionated interest in the allotments.
Since some of these fractionated owners are so tiny, the amount of money to purchase their interest is also tiny. So they probably don't have an incentive to really sell their interest, to do anything. So a special fund is set up involving $60 million to offer scholarships to those individuals as an added incentive to undertake a transaction.
One example was for a 40-acre parcel with more than 400 owners. The land generated $1,000 per year, but cost the Interior Department $40,000 per year to administer. Interior Department officials say reducing the number of individual trust accounts will greatly reduce administrative expenses. 5% of the value of these interests will be set aside in an account for Native student scholarships. The settlement must still be approved by the U.S. District Court. Congress must also authorize it.